And now we welcome on the man whose defense was the architect of that terrifying performance by Kyle McCord. That would, of course, be Pitt head coach Pat Narduzzi. Pat, I think the last time we spoke, you were munching on a Snickers bar in the office. Do you have a Snickers again today for good luck?
I've got no Snickers, but maybe I need to get a Snickers bar for sure.
I think we might have to do that. Now, in other ways that we could help goose things in your favor for Saturday night, do you want me to make sure Pony sends out a tweet predicting an SMU victory before the game?
Can you please get that done? From everything I've been told, you know, whatever he predicts, the opposite happens. So please let that be done. We'd appreciate it.
He is a spectacular, whatever he says, whatever he puts out there, it's the kiss of death for what he actually thinks is going to happen. So I will make sure that we get an victory prediction for him. It's the best thing that could happen, you guys. I want to start with that Syracuse game briefly. You revamped and had new personnel to start this year on a lot of that defense. I think, what was it, two returning starters? You can correct me if I'm wrong, Pat, but you were remaking a lot of your defense this year. And I'm wondering if you had any idea that it would be that these linebackers specifically would be as impactful as they have been.
Yeah, we knew it. You know, we knew Kyle Lewis was a dude in spring ball. Matter of fact, you know, after spring ball was over, talking to some of the guys, you know, I told some of the linebackers that, you know, the best linebacker on our football team was Kyle Lewis. You know, I said that to linebackers, you know, in one-on-one meetings in my office. So that's the guy. And again, you know, Rasheem Biles is right behind him, okay, if not in front of him. Who knows? I take both of those guys. Those two are dudes, you know, both playing at a high level. And so is Braylon Lovelace. You know, again, all three of those guys had those pick sixes. But, you know, even the week before, I mean, Lovelace had a heck of a game the week before as well when Biles was hurt. So, you know, Kyle's made every game. He's healthy. And he plays like a beast all the time.
Pat, when you have linebackers that are able to do what those guys do as a defensive, you know, minded guy or a guy who's been on the defensive side of the ball for the majority of your career, what does that allow you to do with the rest of your defense? What kind of things does that free you up to feel good about doing schematically and everything else?
Well, you still got to go defend everybody, but, you know, you want to have athletic linebackers. You know, we look for guys that are athletic that play tailback. I mean, Carlos played tailback and carried the ball in high school. So did Lovelace. And I'm not sure if I don't remember if Biles did or not, but, you know, just athletic guys, that's what we're looking for. And I think, you know, when you got athletic, physical playmakers, I mean, you can have guys that can run, but if they're not playmakers like those guys have been, you know, Coach Manlack does a great job coaching those linebackers. I give him the credit, you know, and obviously Randy Bates is the defense coordinator, but they do an outstanding job of coaching them up, getting them ready for game days. And he certainly did a great job last Thursday night.
Pitt head coach Pat Narduzzi appearing right now on the Fan Hotline. That's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Pony did tell us, by the way, Pat, that he was taking a couple days off during the Steelers' bye week, but my thought is actually that he probably was too embarrassed to talk to you after that tweet, and so he just couldn't come on the air today because of that, and he decided to take multiple days off, in case you were wondering. We think his tail was buried so far between his legs he couldn't bring himself to actually address you after what he said about that Syracuse game.
Yeah, no doubt, Chris. I mean, you know, we're going to have you back on the sideline for, like, a spring game here soon, but, you know, he's not invited anymore. You know, I'm just kidding.
Thank you. You don't even have to say just kidding. We'll make him sweat it a little bit. When you look at SMU, what are the challenges you see, and what's going to be paramount for your team to stop to get the win Saturday night?
Well, the first thing is, you know, is we got to go out and execute. So, you know, the first thing is it's about Pitt and what we do, not about who they are. But certainly, you know, you worry about what they do, and they've got great players as well. But we better just take care of our business. You know, but the first thing you think about is, you know, it's a road trip. You know, so we got to be detailed on the road, you know, business trip down there. You know, weather doesn't look to be very good down in Dallas right now. Doesn't look like it's going to be a nice, clear Pittsburgh day down there like we have up here all the time. So rain will be an issue, it sounds like. Maybe some even thunderstorms and delays. Who knows? But we'll be mentally prepared for everything that comes at us that night. And we got to go out and execute again against a top 20 team, a 7-1 football team that gets to play at home for the first time in, I think, three games. So they're going to be hungry to be at home. It's homecoming where they're homecoming. The team to come in and get a W. So, all those things, you know, they run the ball well, they stop to run well. That's the first, you know, element of a good football team is, you know, is the success they've had on both sides of the ball running it.
Pat, this is a strange question to ask after you guys won by 28 points, but like, did you feel that your offense got enough work and enough reps in that game against Syracuse, since it was such a strange game and how it played out and how you were scoring points for much of it?
No doubt. I mean, they were kind of upset. They wanted to go play another game afterwards. They felt like they got ripped off. They got ripped off a lot there. They had a total, I think, of 46 graded reps, and defensively, I think we had 102 graded reps. So defense is on the field twice as long. Hopefully that just makes them a little bit fresher for this weekend as we head down to Dallas.
How are you keeping things level and in perspective? Because I know Pitt fans are excited. This is uncharted territory for people that weren't around in the early 80s watching this team this late into a season be unbeaten. So what are you doing? Which of your players are you relying on, team leaders to keep things level-headed? How are you handling all this, Pat?
Just treating each week, as a new week, and that's all you focus on is that week. And I think, we've done that since game one, and we'll continue to do that when we get to game 12 and whatever happens after that. So it's just, keeping the main thing. And the main thing is SMU. What we've done in the past doesn't really matter. I'm sick of hearing about sharks and interceptions for touchdowns, to be honest with you. I want to make new memories, this Saturday night at 8 o'clock, at Dallas and SMU. So, we're just working on the next. I mean, nobody cares what you want to do, where you want to go. The only place we're going is to Dallas and worried about that one game. If our kids start to think about something else, then we got problems. But, it's a constant focus on today, today we just got done with the Thursday practice. That was the focus. Okay, now we can worry about tomorrow, which is a travel day and meetings and walkthroughs. So just one day at a time.
Last one for you, Pat, and always appreciate the chance to talk with you. Was reading the story on Yahoo just about kind of the hard questions you had to ask of yourself and the program after last year and the hard decisions you had to make and, blowing out a lot of the coaching staff, bringing in new coaches, new way of doing things. I know it's 7 games in, and I know you are a one game at a time guy, but coming off of 3-9 and having already doubled that win total, being where you are right now, how gratifying is it for you to see the changes that I'm sure weren't easy to make in some ways pay off to the degree that they have thus far for this program right now?
Those are tough decisions that the head coach gets to make, and they're no fun. As you said, not a one of the decisions you make is fun. Nothing. Anybody really wants to do, but it's gratifying when you see what we've done this year with the breath of fresh air, as far as just a new offense and, it's been fun to watch. And, like I said, though, but, I'm looking forward to, watch them Saturday, watch the guys go out and put on a show down in Dallas and see if they can do it again. See if they can go execute for 60 minutes, one play at a time is going to be the key.
And a healthy Eli Holstein to lead them. I wish you would have waited till today to break that news with me, Pat, but I was very glad, like all Pitt fans were, to hear that yesterday on your show.
Yeah, I was too excited to wait.
No gamesmanship. You just said, here he is. Come and try to stop him on Saturday. That's what you did.
Yeah, well, as soon as I found out about 4:15 from the trainer, Chris Hanks, and I was excited that it finally got cleared and had to spill it. I probably can't keep a good secret.
Pat Narduzzi, we appreciate it as always, Pat. Best of luck Saturday, and we'll talk again soon. Make sure EJ Borghetti finds you a mini Snickers bar at least, so that this can be one of those good luck interviews.
I'm gonna go get one right now. You make sure Andrew picks SMU. If you make sure that, I'll get the Snickers. You take care of Andrew. Okay.
Done and done. Thanks, Pat.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.